Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Today is Trinity Sunday, an important day to remember and confess one of the most important doctrines of the Christian Church, the Holy Trinity. The Holy Trinity basically says that the Father is God, God the Son is God, and God the Holy Spirit is God, but they're not three gods, there's only one. God is triune, three in one. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Our gospel lesson today is one of the most important passages speaking about God the Son and the deity of Jesus Christ. Jesus here in John chapter 8 claims to be much more than just a teacher, much more than just a really nice person. In this section of scripture, Jesus makes it clear that he is the eternal, almighty God himself in human flesh. In this short section of scripture, Jesus shares four facts about himself that show him to be God Almighty. First of all, number one, Jesus is the Lord of life. In the Nicene Creed, we call the Holy Spirit the Lord and giver of life, and that, of course, is true. Job 33, verse 4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." This verse teaches us that the Holy Spirit is God, just as we are confessing today on Trinity Sunday. The Spirit of God, according to Job 33, verse 4, is interchangeable with the Almighty. And it is the Spirit of God who has made us and gives us life. You see, the Trinity is not a New Testament teaching. It's also taught in the Old Testament, as this verse clearly shows. The Almighty, omnipotent Holy Spirit created us and breathes physical life into us. But he does more than that. He also creates spiritual life in us. Pastor Art shared with us last week that through word and sacrament, the Holy Spirit gives us new life. The means of grace, he creates faith and strengthens our faith for living the Christian life. He truly is the Lord and giver of life, both physical and spiritual. But here in John chapter 8, Jesus makes that same claim about himself. John 8:51, "Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death." John 8:51. See, the Pharisees and teachers of the law were spreading false accusations about Jesus. They claimed that he was demon-possessed. "Aren't we right in saying you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" Jesus replies that he's not demon-possessed, but that he honors his Father in heaven. And then he makes this extraordinary statement, "Whoever believes my word will never taste death." So in other words, Jesus, this human being who is standing right in front of these teachers, who's made of flesh and blood, claims that he has the power to give someone eternal life. And this is not a one-time comment that Jesus makes. It is something that Jesus says over and over again. John 5:24, truly I say to you, whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life. He does not come into judgment, but has passed from death to life. John 10:27-28, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. John 14:6, Jesus said to them, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." See, the Holy Spirit is the Lord and giver of life, but so is Jesus. He's so much more than just a good person or a great moral teacher. Like the Father in heaven, like the blessed Holy Spirit, Jesus is the source of life itself. He is God in the flesh, and he gives eternal life to all who believe in him. Jesus is, number one, the Lord of life. Number two, he is the Son of God. Now, the Old Testament pointed God's people toward a deliverer who would come to deliver them out of sin. And that deliverer was called the Messiah, which means the Anointed One. But this Messiah would be different from any of the Old Testament prophets. The Old Testament prophets, of course, were all dedicated servants of God. But the Messiah, well, the Old Testament teaches that the Messiah would be much more than a servant. he would be the Son of God. Now, David especially prophesied about this. He knew the Messiah would be both his son and the Son of God. He would be the Son of David and the Son of God at the same time. We heard about that in our reading from the book of Acts today, from Acts chapter 2, where Peter quotes David in Psalm 110. The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. He is both David's son and David's Lord at the same time. Sit at my right hand. Of course, that's what Jesus ascended to do. Of course, Psalm 2:7 also talks about this. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. So the Messiah is both the son of David and the only begotten son of God. And that's whom Jesus says he is in John 8:54. It is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say, he is our God. So here, of course, Jesus affirms that his Father is God. No doubt about that. God the Father is God from all eternity. He created and still preserves the world and the entire universe we live in. Jesus is the only begotten Son of the Father. We are children of God through baptism. That is true. We are created by God, but we are not begotten by God. Jesus is begotten of the Father from all eternity, which means he is of the same nature as God. Now, next Sunday is Father's Day. It's a day we especially celebrate God the Father, and rightfully so. And we also celebrate all fathers. I am blessed with three children. They are of the same nature as me. They're not the same as me. They are not the same person, but they are of the same nature, which means that they are 100% bona fide human. Jesus is begotten of the Father, which means he is of the same nature, the same stuff as God the Father. He's not the same person, but he is of the same nature. He is 100% God. God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father from all eternity. That's who Jesus Christ is. So Jesus shares four facts with us today that confirms his deity in John chapter 8. Number one, he's the Lord of life. Number two, he is the Son of God. And number three, Jesus is eternal. Now, the Old Testament tells us the attributes of God Almighty. God is all-powerful. He can do anything. God is all-knowing. He knows everything. God is present everywhere. He is everywhere at once. And another attribute of God that is unique to him is that God is eternal. God always existed and always will exist. There is nothing before him and nothing after him. Psalm 90 verse 2 says, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. So God is eternal. He has no beginning. He has no end. He has always existed. He always will exist. This is an attribute of God alone, but it is an attribute Jesus claims for himself in John chapter 8. When the teachers of the law tell Jesus that Abraham is their father, Jesus replies, your father Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. He saw it and was glad. Here Jesus casually mentions that he knew Abraham personally. Now, Abraham lived 1,800 years B.C. B.C. means before Christ, which means 1,800 years before Christmas. Jesus claims not only to have seen Abraham, but remembers the exact reaction Abraham had when he heard about the Messiah. Now, how is this possible? Well, it's only possible if Jesus is who he claims to be, which is God in the flesh. You see, Jesus as God from all of eternity, knew Abraham and Isaac, Jacob, all the patriarchs, all the prophets, all the great heroes of the Old Testament. He is the eternal Son of God, begotten of God from all eternity. The teachers dispute what Jesus said. You are not yet 50 years old. How can you have seen Abraham? Which leads us to the fourth and perhaps boldest claim of divinity of Jesus in this section. Jesus, John 8:58 and 59, Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." So these are the four reasons, the four claims, the four facts Jesus shares about the fact that he is God. He is the Lord of life. Number two, he is the Son of God. Number three, he is eternal. And number four, Jesus is the great I am, Yahweh himself in the flesh. Back around 1400 BC, God personally met Moses through a burning bush on Mount Sinai. And God had a job for Moses. Tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses tried to get out of it, tried to make excuses, tried to get God to choose someone else. But God was persistent. He told Moses that he would go with him and do great miracles through him. Moses then asked God, "What is your name? Who should I tell the people of Israel is sending me?" God replies, "I am who I am. Tell the people I am has sent me to you." I am is God's personal name. It's where we get the name Yahweh from. God's name is holy. We should be very careful how we use it, as the second commandment teaches us. In fact, people have been so careful about the name Yahweh, you won't find it in most Bibles. Instead, people use the Lord in all capital letters. So that was a tradition going all the way back to the Old Testament and continues to this day. People didn't use God's name, Yahweh. Instead, they used the Lord in its place. Imagine the shock the teachers of the law had when Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." Jesus claims to be nothing more, nothing less than Yahweh in the flesh. The Pharisees and teachers of the law must have been shocked to their core to hear Jesus claim this for himself. This human being is claiming to be God Almighty himself. But that's exactly who Jesus is. That's why they gathered stones to stone him. But Jesus slipped away before they can do so. His time had not yet come. Jesus not only claims to be Yahweh in the flesh, he is Yahweh in the flesh. He is the Lord of life. He is begotten of the Father from all eternity. He is truly eternal. He is the great I am, God in the flesh, who lived a perfect life and then died for the sins of the whole world. And then 3 days later, rose victoriously from the dead on Easter morning. Jesus Christ is the great I am. He is God in the flesh, who lives and reigns with God the Father and the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.